Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter mit sech des Ahalis Perik Tess Mischne Yud Gimel heuse Yesheves al Shuleha. Again, we have a Kavetis outside. But it's not lying on its side. It's sitting on the floor, meaning to say its mouth is to the top, the bottom is on the bottom, it's standing upright. V'keli, it's a keli. It's not broken. It's a keli. Zakt the Mishnah, Tumah Tachta, if there is a kazayas of Tumah under it, Bissoicha, inside it, Oyal Gaba, or on top of it. Now here we have a new lashon we didn't have till now. Tumah Baikas V'Oila, Baikas V'Yeredes. Literally, the Tumah breaks its way through and comes up, breaks its way through and comes down. Bokeh Ayam, right? Yamsuf, split. What happened over here? How come suddenly the Tumah is breaking things? What's happening over here is, till now we were basically saying, in most cases, what was inside the Kavetis was protected. So even if the Tumah was underneath, you went up a straight line, it was Metama was on top of the Kavetis. That's when the Kavetis was laying on its side. Or the Tumah was on top, you made a straight line down, it was Metama what was underneath the Kavetis, but what was inside the Kavetis was protected. And again, that's because the Kavetis was laying on its side. Because it was laying on its side, so there was like a roof on top and a roof at the bottom. So what was inside is a separate zach. Masha'enkin over here in our case, where it's standing upright. So what we're saying is that the Tumah does break through to be metama what's inside. So if you're going to have Tumah underneath the Kavetes, anything in a straight line up is going to be Tameh, including what's inside the Kavetes, including what's on top. What's on top is going to be metama anything straight down, including what's inside the Kavetis and underneath the Kavetis. Unlike in the previous case, again, where the Kavetis was on its side, where even when we said the Tumah goes up and down, it skips what's inside the Kavetis. Here, it's metama in a straight line, even what's in the Kavetis. That's the Lashon. And once again, let's see the whole Mishnah. If it's sitting with the floor on the floor, in other words, the mouth is to the top, upright, the keli, and it's a keli, because in the next mission we'll see what happens if it's a broken keli. Right now it is a keli, so it doesn't block Tumah. Memela Tumah Tachtev, there's Tumah underneath, or Besaicha, or inside, or Yalgaba, or on top. Anything in the straight line of that Tumah, regardless of whether it's underneath, in the middle or on top, is going to become Tamei. Because Tumah Bekas V'Oila, the Tumah underneath is going to break through and be Metama, everything on its way up, including what's in the Kavetis. And Bekas V'Yedendis, the Tumah that's on top is going to break through and be Metama, anything that's in a line underneath it, including what's inside the Kavetis, and it goes right through to what's underneath the Kavetis. See, once it's open on top, the Kavetis is not a separate oil. It doesn't have the power to block the Tumah from coming through it. That's how the Batanur explains it. Not only if the Tumah is on top, but even if the Tumah is on the bottom. For the Kavetis to be able to protect itself, it needs a roof and a ceiling. And it doesn't have a roof and a ceiling here, because the mouth is to the top. By the way, when we say that the Tumah is on top, what do you mean it's on top? If it's open, so it'll fall in. So it means it's suspended on top of its mouth. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Sometimes, not only what's in a straight line from the Tumah would become Tameh, but even everything off to the sides, in other words, the full length and width of the Kavetis will also become Tummy. And when is that? That's if you have an oil. When would I have an oil? Zok the Mishnah, if this Kavetis that is standing upright outside is suspended off the ground of Tefach, so you have already an oil over there from the ground till the bottom of the Kavetis. Oy mechusa, where it's covered with a lid. Oy kefuya, alpia, or it's upside down. It's turned over on its mouth. So again, the top of the Kavetis has a roof. That would be the floor of the Kavetis. So the Mishnah means to say, even if it's not raised the Tefach off the ground, but there's a cover on top. Either there's a cover over the mouth, or it's upside down. And the mele of the floor is the cover. So then the din is, Tumah Tachtev, there's Tumah underneath. Besaicha, or inside. Oy al gaba, or on top. Hakol Tamei, everything becomes Tamei. Not only what's in a straight line, but even off to the sides as well. Because the oil is going to spread it to the sides. And that's true if the Tumah is underneath, if it's in the middle or it's on top, the Tumah will take over the entire Kavetis. But I don't understand, if the Tumah is on top and there's a lid or it's upside down, doesn't that block it? No, that's the whole problem. Because it's a keli, it can't block the Tumah, but it could spread the Tumah. Aha. So once you have an oil, and the tumah spreads throughout the entire oil, and the roof of the keveres gives it an oil, or the tefach underneath gives it an oil, so memela, it's not only tumah in the straight line of the tumah, but the entire keveres fills with tumah, and anything inside, on top, or on bottom, that's within the length and width of the keveres, will also become tumah.